AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama names Marine General Joe Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Joe's a proven leader of our joint force, including our troops in Afghanistan, who he served Christmas dinner to. He's one of our military's most highly regarded strategic thinkers. He's known and respected by our allies.
Dunford commanded the mission in Afghanistan in 2013 and 14. He will replace Army General Martin Dempsey. Another candidate jumps into the race for the Republican presidential nomination, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Huckabee, who also ran in 2008, is the third Republican to announce this week. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina launched their campaigns yesterday. Cautious reaction from the White House to the Islamic State group's claim it was behind Sunday's Texas Civic Center attack. Mark Smith with more.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest does agree this was terrorism, but he stops well short of saying that means the Islamic State group's threat has now come to America.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
One of the two gunmen shot dead in Sunday's attack had been tracked by federal investigators, but Earnest says the probe is very much in its early stages. Still, he says the administration knows Islamic State militants would like to target the U.S. homeland, and he says it will remain vigilant. Mark Smith at the White House.
A diaper-clad two-year-old was plucked off the roof of a three-story Philadelphia home, and a one-year-old tried to climb out the same window used by that toddler yesterday. The 22-year-old and 17-year-old mothers both face charges. Down day on Wall Street, heading into the final hour of trading, the Dow is off 144. This is AP Radio News. After just under 3 weeks of deliberations, jurors in the Eitan Peetz murder trial say they are again deadlocked. Warren Levinson has more.
The jury reported its first deadlock last Wednesday. The judge asked the panel to keep trying for a verdict. He repeated that request this time. The jury's had the case since April 15th. It's reviewed dozens of exhibits and listened back to hours of testimony, even creating a spreadsheet to organize deliberations. Six-year-old Eitan Peetz disappeared on his way to school in May 1979. No physical evidence has ever been found, but Pedro Hernandez, who was a teenage store clerk at the time, confessed 3 years ago that he'd lured the boy in and strangled him. The defense says the confession is a fiction created by mental illness. Warren Levinson, New York.
A student has been arrested by sheriff's deputies after a shot was fired in a Conyers, Georgia middle school. Rockdale County Sheriff's spokesman says the one shot was fired inside a boy's restroom this afternoon. No one was hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.